是没时间，全部我是 all down down on the first of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan, on the first of year and the 15th of year, on the 15th of Sivan and on the 5th, on the first of Sivan. Why? Because Rashi agrees with all the other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashbam, the Ritva, the Ram, the Raibet, the Balamoya, they are all Chelik and Teisus. And they say that there is no machlekes between Shmuel and, on one hand, and Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon the other, that Shmuel says, as Teisus says, that on the test, Shmuel holds, so Mele, if she sees, according to Shmuel, if she sees down on the first of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan, on the first of the year, the 15th of the year, on the first of Sivan, the 15th of Sivan, she's not Kibasir Eset, and Rishabadichan, Rishloki say, she's Kibasir Eset. No, there is no Machlaikis. According to Teisus, there is a Machlaikis. But according to the Rambam, the Raibet, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Tzvo, the Ram, there is no Machlekes. But just as the Gemara says here, Omar lo chabichane, ki amin ha'no, that isho kebas, besin sichne doso, heched chazisin mayim sosum, avol chazisin mayim pesuach leamre. So in other words, when Rishlom and Rabbi Yechane says, isho is kebas, besin, biseich yimei doso, he only has reference to a mayan sosu, but mayan pesuach not. So regabe mizive, there is also a difference between mayan sosu and mayan pesuach. And Rabbi Shmuel is not chilek on Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish that the nisho is kivaz lo veset b'seyach imezibos if the v'ye is mi mayan sosu. But when Shmuel says, "Eini sho kibas lo besed miyosivoso," he has reference to the case where the via is mayan pesuach. What is mayan sosum? What is mayan pesuach? So this is what Rashi says. If she sees that on the first of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan, on the first of year and the 15th of year, on the first of Sivan and the 15th of Sivan. So each Rie b'meizive is mayim pesuach, because in Nisan it is mayim pesuach, because there was an initial Rie on the first of Nisan. Some mele the Rie, the dam she sees on the 15th of Nisan is mayim pesuach. Mayim pesuach means there is an initial Rie in that month. Then the second year and the 15th of the year is also mayim pesuach, because she saw down on the first of the year, then on the 15th of the year, so it's mayim pesuach. Then she saw down on the first of Sivan and the 15th of Sivan, so the third year in Mezida is also mayim pesuach. So all the three years in Mezida are mayim pesuach. So then, in such a case, according to Rashi, Yochish and Rabbi Yechon will agree with Shmuel that Eini Shekabas. But when does Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon say that Isho is Kibas lo Veset B'seich Mizik also, when the last Riyah of the Riyahs in Yerizide is in Mayim Sosom, let's say, the first Riyahs are Mayim Pesuach. She saw them on the first of Nisan, on the 15th of Nisan, on the first of the year, on the 15th of the year. And then in Sivan, she didn't see them on the first of Sivan. Just the initial year in Sivan was on the 15th of Sivan. So it's Mayan Sosa. Mayan Pesuach means when it was preceded in the same month by another year. So then it's Mayan Pesuach. But here, the first of the years, in Nisan and Riyah were Mayim Pesuach, but the last Riyah was Mayim Sosom. So since the last Riyah was Mayim Sosom, after all, it is the third Riyah that establishes the Besen. Not the first, not the second, but the third. So Mimele, since the third Riyah was Mayim Sosom, so Mimele, she's Kibas Besen. Mashein came in the third month in Sivan, it was also my Pesilach. Then the Shlokshin of Yochanan, we with Shmuel, the Tainish Pasuk. In other words, the Shita of Rashi, and that's the Shita of all the Shem, except Isis. The Shita of Rashi, and the Shita of the Raimet, and the Shita of the Rambam, and of the Rashbo, and of the Bitbo, and the Rambam. The Rambam has his own Shita. So, is that there is no machlekes between Shmuel on one end and Rishlok Shnabich on the other. But Shmuel says, Eini Shokibas Lodeset, Bisech Shnabizi Proso. And the Rishlok Shnabich on both agree that he Shokibas Lodeset, Bisech Shnabizi Proso. The answer is, when Shmuel says, Eini Shokibas Lodeset, Bisech Shnabizi Proso, he has reference to the case where all the 3 years, the 3 months of Mayon, Pesuach, Almayim Pesuach, and when so Shlok Shem Rabbi Yechon will agree with Shmuel's name, but Shlok Shem Rabbi Yechon had reference to the case or only the first 2 years Almayim Pesuach, but the last 3 years that establishes the person is Mayim Soso. In Sivan she didn't have an initial day on the first of Sivan, just on the 15th of Sivan. Then is Kabbalah. The same distinction that Rabbi Yechon makes in regard to Yimei Doso, that if it's Mayon Sosum, then she's Kibas, but if Mayon Pesuach not, so this Rishenim Rashi B'Seichom applies to Yimei. Now let's see again the Rashi. We hear him, he was in Roas of Rishenim, because of Roas of Yisrael Rishenim. Why? Because in the third month, when the Veset is established, it's in my source. But if in the third month it would also be my Pesach, then they would agree with Shmuel that Ein Isha Kibas L'Vesek Pesach Nidoso. Vein Isha Kibas L'Vesek Nidoso, even when the third race is my source. Kigin Roasa B'Resh Chedesh V'Chozo V'Chozo V'Roasa B'Chamishi B'Chedesh. Dan we need this. So in Nisan she saw on the first of Nisan and on the fifth of Nisan. The fifth of Nisan is my Nidoso. Because since there was an initial year on the first of this, so the first 7 days in Nisan are in Nir. Kigin choas of Rishrei Bechot Roas of Hamish Bechemi and Nir. Bechoas of Roas Oi Pamayim Bechamishi Bechedesh Loikov Obezet Shemriyas in Nidir Uyo Likriya Shiyalu Olira is in Nidor So Ishapir Ktom Mas Nisan Rebayev Dike Yunit Muyet Mei. From the point of view of being retired in Paris before the decade, it's futile because it's done anyway. But as you see, Josh doesn't deal with Muyet May, be the clear vessel, the Shanet and the Shosh from the Macher, she would have actually been able to cover. A sort of Birchen is all our Birchen. There is a purpose to determine whether she has a vessel or not, when she has a vessel. So Rabbi Yechon says no. When do I say the Tisha is Kibas L'Vesel Nidoso? Only when the third Riyah is Mayim Soso. But if the third Riyah is Mayim Pesuach, then I agree that she is not Kibas L'Vesel B'Sif Nidoso. So he says, so Mayim Soso is before Shalim B'Rabiach and B'Shir B'Rav Nishkusim Kein Chazoy Rish Yarche V'Rish Yarche V'Eschim B'Chamisho V'Rish Yarche Da Averia das Reise Bimei Nidoso. For example, if, let's say, she saw Dam on the first of Nisan, and she saw Dam on the first of the year, and then she saw Dam on the 25th of the year, and then she saw Dam on the first of Sivan. So after seeing Dam, on the first of the, on the 25th of the year, and she sees them again, on the first of the month, and first of seven Virishiachen, the Havel Riebas Reisen Menidoso. So the Riebas Reisen Menidoso, that will hoch have it wie es fest Virishiachen, kim forish also. Why, but how is Gibas beset, kim forish also, the ma best Virishiachen kom. Actually, it is, her period is on the first of the month. The Bahor Ayer, she saw that the first of the year, she saw on the first of the month, and not seen on the 25th of the previous month. So we see that her day is really the first of the month. So then you ask, so how come in the third of the year? So the year of the first of Sivan was preceded by a year on the 25th of the year. So that's because she had a rib, she had an excess of down, so it came out a few days early. So then she's kibas. But so how is she kibas in Beset Zichemunit also? Because she establishes the Beset when? On the first of Sivan. And the first of Sivan, whatever the reason is, even though the reason is because she had a rib on it, but the fact is, she had an initial year on the 25th of the year, so maybe it's considered a minidos. The Rishiach, the Abadir was heißen, and also, the Abilor had it, the Beset Rishiach, and for a Shoson, the Beset Rishiach, the Kobe, the Eid in the Chazoy, the Dog in the Seir, he said to Bo, the Vadai Kobo, the Shintres Abeset, who's a Kmain Shoson, because the first of the year is certainly a Kmain Shoson, and the third of the year, he's not Mimayim Pesuach in a full way either, because in view of the fact that she had the two years on the first of Nisan, on the first of the year, without being preceded by initial year on the 25th of the previous month. So now we explain that even the year on the first of Sivan, though it was preceded by Riyah on the 25th of the year, so it was only because she had an excess of down, so mainly it came out 5 days earlier. But her real day is the first of the month, and in view of the fact that the two Riyahs, the first of Nisan and the first of the year, were actually Mimayim Soso, so maybe even the third of the year that was not actually Mayim Soson is considered also to be Mayim Soson, because we attribute it to a Ribbon. Behold the Agdi, the Chazoy Don Yisere Yisifte, the Vadai Kovet, the Shemitres Abesetur of Mayim Soson, the Gamri Achrin of Hashimon, the Mayim Soson, the Yoma, Hod the Agdi, the Chazoy Tezudomi, Abel Mayim Pesuach, what would be my Pesach in Shavuos Rishon Shel Beset Yiris Yichem Nide Kimas Nisan? So Hilchah Rabbi Vike, but if it's my Pesach, let's say she saw down on the first of Nisan, the fifth of Nisan, on the first of year, the fifth of year, on the first of Sivan, and the fifth of Sivan, Rishloki shall be made that she's not the Basilis. And the Mishnah has reference to the case where the three Rias war. When the Rias are mind persuasion, some really said there is no purpose in making it leaking, because she couldn't be to establish this. You can buy a leaking in this, shall we have my own about to really speak for this? That's the first question of Rashi. And that's the sheet of most Rashi. And the Ikar Loshin of Rashi, because Rashi is disposed of the first Rashi. Because Rashi is another Rashi. Rashi is another Rashi. Rashi says, even in the case where she sees that on the first of Nisan and on the fifth of Nisan, on the first of the year and the fifth, on the first of Sivan and the fifth of Sivan, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, she will be kibas a vest. Why? That's also my answer. When Rabbi Yechanan says Rabbi Yechanan is made aware that if it's the bias on the mind Pesuach, then an issue is not kibas vessel. Maybe it does so. That means when it's one day after the other, there is no one day that is blank without reason. But for example, if she sees that on the first of Nisan and the second of Nisan, and on the second place. Then she sees Dam on the first of the year on the second of the year. And then she sees Dam on the first of Sivan and the second of Sivan, since the second of the year was followed immediately after the first year, without leaving one blank day, you know, without Dam. So maybe it's considered mind pursua. But suppose she'll see Dam on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, the first of Nisan and the fifth, and the first of year and the fifth of year, the first of Sivan and the fifth of Sivan, even though each year was preceded by an initial year, but there are a few days intervening. So maybe that's called Maestros. Not only when the years were on the first of Nisan, fifth of Nisan, first of year, fifth of year, first of Sivan, fifth of Sivan, even if the years were first of Nisan, third of Nisan, first of year, third of year, first of Sivan, third of Sivan, so there is one day blank intervening. Without that, it's already Maestros. So when is it mind pursuach? If there is no one day that is devoid of Dam intervening between one day and another day. In other words, if she saw Dam on the first of Nisan, second of Nisan, the first of year, second of year, the first of Sivan, the second of Sivan, then it's mind pursuach. But if she saw Dam on the first of Nisan and the third of Nisan, the first of year, third of year, first of Sivan, third of Sivan, so there is one day intervening, devoid of Dam, so then it's already Maestros. So that's the second Roshan. For the Ika Roshan of Rashi, and the Shita of Moses, the Shem means, you know, that even if she sees Dam on the first of Nisan, and the fifth of Nisan, the first of year, the fifth of year, first of Sivan, fifth of Sivan, it's also Maestros. Now, Nishnach Hine. Nishnach Hine, Mayim Sosom, Shavua Soayei, Posko, Vichozo, Vivoa Sobervio, Vachamishel, Nidoso. Abo, Mayim Pesuach, Kikim Shaloi Posko, Vivoa So, Ale, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Lechidesh, there is no one day devoid of Dam in the Bini. Die Rosa Panschia, die Gau, die Chede, die Chensch, die Schis, und Hanne, die Rehe, die Chede, die Rehe, Kamer, die Mikve, und was nies in meinem Besuch, die Rehe, die Rehe, die Rehe, weil die Schebe, Saldam, Teia, so die Mischne says, that even though any show wears a Besset Kogua, is da Yoshaito, she still is mir lief, she's a Sukumetaires, she's obligated to make two decades every day, one at 6 a.m. and one at 6 p.m. So he made. So, Chutz, Min Amide, Vayi Shevet Al Damteya. So Shevet Al Damteya does not have to make a decade, because whether she sees or doesn't, it doesn't make any difference, she's stay or anything. So the Gemara says, Vayi Shevet Al Damteya, so that's an exception that a woman, Vayi Shevet Al Damteya, so doesn't have to make the two bdikas for shachris and barabis. Kosal gedaito. The question is, what does the Mishnah mean, Yisheves Odam Teya? Mamish Yisheves Odam Teya or Mivakeshes Leishet Odam Teya? Kosal gedaito Mivakeshes Leishet Odam Teya. What it means, Mivakeshes Leishet Odam Teya? Kishe kolim yimei leid, kegim bishvil yizoch, o yimdalet mkebe, lumbaya bdikas. In other words, when Chutzni Sheves Adam Teya means Mivakeshes Sheves Adam Teya, when a Yoledet Zohar after the 7 days terminated, so the 8th day is already the first day of the Yimei Teya, she doesn't have to make it be. So he, because weiter im Bakesh bis Adam Teya, he nichel rab dem amai nechadu, hati oti mosi, hati oti rosi, ishapi, el lebi dem ashrim ayone, say, 5th day, Dilma Hakatali Posaknam. This Kusim we learn there's a machleke between Rabbi Levi. The Torah says that Yeled Zohar, the 33 days after the first 7 days, so every dam that she sees is Torah. And Yeled Nikevo, the 66 days following the 14 days, so the old dam she sees is Torah. So the Rab says that it's Weinach, it's not that there is a difference in the Mitzvahs. It comes from the same, it emanates from the same source. When a woman has a flow of dam in the Yimei Leide, in the 7 days, and so it emanates from the same source as when the flow emanates in the 33 days after the 7 days, or whatever dam emanates in the 66 days after the 40 days emanates from the same source as the dam that emanates within the 40 days. But why is the dam that emanates in the 7, the 14, is Tomei, and the dam that emanates in the 33 and the 66, Toya, there is just a cost. But the Mitzias is the same. Then, Lady says that, no, it emanates from a different mind. So when you learn the Iskusim, I mentioned that Chassam Seifa says it's inconceivable that there should be a machlekes between Rab and Levi on such a question of Mitzias. That Rab says that the dam that emanates in the Yimei Teah is from the uterus, but the Torah was retired. And Levi says it's not from the uterus. Everybody knows it emanates from the uterus. Everybody knows that's a simple thing. But he says the machlekes between Rav and Levi, the Chassam Seifa says, is while it certainly comes from the same source, from the mokia, from the uterus, so, but there is a different physiological cause for the flow of dam in Yimei Teah than there is in the Yimei Leide. In the Yimei Leide, it's one physiological cause. In the Yimei Teah, it's another physiological cause. And then I say another pshat, that so according to some sefer, there is also machlekes mitzvahs, but the machlekes mitzvahs does not involve such a divergence. If you want to say that it doesn't according to Levi, it doesn't even come uterus, it's very strange, but it comes from the uterus, except there is a different physiological cause, so that's not so different. I said no, Mitzias is the Mitzias I mentioned there, because there is a raya from this Gemara, as I said, that the Mitzias is the same according to Rav and Levi. In other words, there is, you know, menstrual bleeding, and there is ovulation. If you ask, ovulation, menstrual bleeding emanates from the walls of the uterus. Ovulation bleeding also emanates from the walls of the uterus. But if you ask a doctor, a gynecologist, an obstetrician, and you ask him whether the physiological cause of ovulation bleeding is the same as the physiological cause of menstrual bleeding, will say just the opposite, but it emanates from the same place. But the physiological cause is just the opposite. Now, I had many times showers, ovulation bleeding. Of course, I passed through. I don't think that any of our food passed through differently. So, then, it's just a kind of anxiety. Even though it's a different physiological cause, it's just the opposite. Even though, according to the Chassam Seifer, one could argue that ovulation bleeding, where it is definitely caused by different physiological cause than menstrual bleeding, so maybe, and the reason as to why the reasons why Rav, we pass like Rav, Maynech, the reason is why Mitiyah is there because of Xerus HaKosuf. It's Xerus HaKosuf. And why do we have to resort to Xerus HaKosuf? Because it is the same physiological cause that it causes. So then it appears, but ovulation leading is a different physiological cause from Machanami. So she should be toyed. But I said no. They both agree that the Emeteya emanates from a different physiological cause, but from the Mokim, from the uterus. So, but Rav says that the reason is why it emanates from a different physiological cause because of Xerus HaKosuf. But we don't have Xerus HaKosuf. So in a chanane, any bleeding that emanates from the mocha, from the uterus, so in stomach. As a matter of fact, the Bishyosef Shiti is that the mako is toyer only if the mako happens to be in Hatzdodim, in the vaginal canal. But if the mako happens to be, let's say, a woman has an ulcer in the uterus, so according to Bishyosef, so she's toyer still. Even though it's established, it's not menstrual bleeding, but because of an ulcer, she has a tumor in the uterus, so she's failed. There are more paskins differently. But the Rebbe in Tereskean says, like the Bishyosef, that the mako is toyer only if the mako is in the skull, in the vaginal canal, but not if it is in the uterus itself. Now, I mentioned it. So the Gemara says, Kusal Gnaita from the Akesh is Leishi Valdam. He Michal Rav Doma Mayi Nechotu Hatiyo Timosi Vatiyo Tirosi Shapiro. So, let's see the Rashi. The Akesh is Leishi Kishikon Yemi Leide Gein Bishvili Zoho O Yigei Yudale Lim Kevo Vibayim Dike Da Filein Reilik Me What does Mibakesh Shleish Sodam Teya? So there are two situations. One is Yisheves Sodam Teya. And one situation is Mibakesh Shleish Sodam Teya. Mibakesh Shleish Sodam Teya means that she started to have a flow, let's say at 5 p.m. on the 7th day, or at 5 p.m., let's say Shkia is at 6 p.m., and on the 7th day at 5 p.m., or at 5:30 or at 5:45, she started to have a flow and it continued into the night of the 8th day. Or the flow started let's say at 5:30 on the 15th and the 14th day, and it continued into the night of the 15th day. In other words, there was no hepsic of the flow. There was no, it continued. So according to Rabbi Yechon, according to Rav, that my nechadu, so then she passed, Meteor Zayin Lach Zayin, Meteor Chidalet Lach Yidalet, so he stoyed. Whatever dam comes after Zayin, even though it's a continuation of the flow that started before the expiration of the 7th day, or before the expiration of the 14th day, he stood. according to Levi, you know, the only reason is the why. The only reason is why it's Torah is Torah is because it emanates from a different cause. It emanates from a different cause. But where it started before the exploration is everything. So we know that it emanates from the same cause as the physiological cause that results in its flow in the 7 days and in the 14 days. Some melee, even when it comes out, the flow takes place after the expiration of 7 days or the 14 days. So it's also done. So, in other words, there was no pause in the flow. And it's shifas, mitchila zayin, mizayin le'acha zayin, or shifas, miyudalen, 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 miyudalen. So you understand this, why she doesn't have to make a ticket. Because what's the purpose? Even if she'll see that it continues to have, it's not clean. She's still toy. But according to Lady Olivia Mashmayoni saying, Titik Dilma Katali Prosak. Ahu Mai Tome Omalach Lady. Homane Bishamai Domre Mai Nechodu. Because Levi is made it according to the Shabbat, it's my method. Levi only says, I live in Bissil, it's criminal. Katane, Tanik in Shammai, we saw some of Tanik in Shammai. After all, the Aloch is not like Shammai. So the Moran says, Stamba hakach machlekes, we hold Stamba hakach machlekes in Aloch is Stamba. Before you say me, Mikotonimi Bakesh, Slay Shaykh, Yishevis Katonis. In other words, who the Mishnah has referenced the case where she stopped having a flow. Let's say in the afternoon of the 7th, she stopped having a flow. And now after she stopped having a flow, she wants to be Bidekes, so she doesn't have to be Bidekes. So then, even according to Levi, since there is no Shifas, some mele, there is no purpose in making a big be boy say me mikatam me bakesh slay shape shebes katami ye shebes my remember. So what kind of a chiddush is the mish? Why did the mish need me to tell us that the shebes al gamteya doesn't have to make a dike in the imeteya? How could there be some flash making dike? She's there anyway, why should it is so simple and obvious. It goes without saying. I shebes my normal came deep day till my couple of essay commashmalon the mayon toyali mayon tamalikum. So because I could argue true she story, but that will establish a essay. So the answer is Mayan Tome, Toyal, Mayan Tome, Kimichel Lady Domash Mayonesi, El Rabdoma Mayanechadu, Tilday Dilmo, Kobol of Esset, Afulhochen, Mitarali, Mitumelikov. Now, if we say that according to Rav, is there some safest? So it not only emanates from the same source, from the walls of the uterus, like in the needle, but it emanates from the same physiological cause, but it's exerts a cause of that it's there. So why does the Gemara say, entirely, mitumeli kov, after all, this is the question of mitzies. If we say like that, that it emanates from the same source and from the same physiological cause. So why couldn't the habit of having the period in the Yimitea establish a vessel for. After the Mitzvah, as far as the Mitzvah is concerned, is the same. Why do you say Mitar? Mitar and the Mitzvah are common. What difference does it make? That's based upon the Mitzvah. That she is accustomed to have the period, let's say, every fifth of the month. So what difference does it make that the fifth of the month happened to be Mitar? That's because there is Exer Sakosuf, that she is Mutar Sabayim, but is the same Mitzvah. So, but if we say, as I said, that there is no Machlokes Mitzvah, and that just as a slave holds, just as a slave holds, it emanates from two physiological causes. So, a Rav also holds that it emanates from different physiological causes. So, but Rav says it doesn't make any difference what is the physiological cause. What the physiological cause is the same physiological cause as menstrual flow, or the physiological cause is the cause that is responsible for ovulation flow, or even as the writer says, even if it's an ulcer, a tumor, as long as it emanates from the uterus, from the mochia, its stomach. But why is it toya? Because it's special to us, akosov. So then we understand. So he says, Avlo el rav, so the but it emanates from a different physiological cause. So in Melee, we couldn't determine that since she was accustomed to have the period when on the fifth of the month in the Yimiteya. So there was one physiological cause. So how do we know that she'll have the same routine after the Yimiteya, after this 66 days? So that she'll have the same routine, there'll be other factors will be operating. There'll be a different physiological cause. But if we say like the Chassam say that, so then it's a little difficult in Gemara. Why does Gemara say Gemara mentally and tumorally come? Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Shama Yidam the Turing is Kitsi Mayim Eachot the Yishav is Kutonish on the Yishav Keya. Do me cover the Bese. Do me cover the Bese. The Yishav Keva Gimelius. Nes Les and Rav Shin Gamliel. U Rebbe Beisri. The translation of the Keya of Bese Lesri. Alright. Shamesh is Beyeding. Nano Son. Tineke Shri Giazman or Lilais. Vinicis. Bishama yem remeis no abaleleis u beisilem in ajitir ki amakon Omar Rav Gidla Mashmuel lo ishanu elo shaloi posko machmas tashmiz vihoas o shaloi machmas tashmiz. In other words, if every time she has tashmiz, so she bleeds, so and then she bleeds without tashmiz. So we say, since every time she has tashmish, she believes that means that the maka was not healed yet. Avol poshko machmas tashmish, she stopped bleeding after every tashmish. So what does that indicate? That the maka was already healed. But then she sees, so then we have to differentiate that this is a menstrual bleeding, it's not the Rambam bleeding. The Abu Poskom Achas Tavirohas of Meyo over Laila Achas Beloi Tashvish. If one night there was no Tashvish, and then let's say Tashvish was on Mitzvah Shabbos, and then Sunday night there was no Tashvish, and then Monday morning she saw Dam Ismeyo, even though she didn't stop seeing Machas Tashvish. But since there was one night that intervened without Tashmish, and then she saw Dam, so then we have to appreciate that this is menstrual bleeding. Because if there was no night that intervened without Tashmish, so then we say it's still because of Tashmish. One night intervened, then we have to appreciate maybe it's menstrual bleeding. aber Pascal, aber alle Achmed Tasche war so Pneo, nicht stand im Aare, dann im Schello, Pneo, and then, even if it's not of a line of the Tasche, but he, let's say, she had a Tasche mit Zoi Shabbos, and Sunday afternoon, so she saw Dam, but the Dam that she saw did not look like the regular Dam Zoi. So then we have to be patient that it's meant so giving because had it been done soon, why does it look different?
Why would we be kosher if it has anything to do with the Tashma Sunday afternoon? If she's Rasa down, so why isn't it Vesa?
Because no capability, it is due to the breaking of the hymen. Not men's, after all, she's a teenager, she has none of your race. So why should we conjure up the choshe that this is men's so breathing, so he has none of your race? And even if it had been, he has none of your race. But Loi Roaso, she still didn't have the period in months. She's a little girl of 12. So we don't have to conjure. But if we see that the mother of the dam is not the same Mare as the Dam Tzurim is, so then it gives rise, or that's a reason, it gives rise to the possibility, to the Choshe, that this is menstrual blood, not Tzurim blood. Because if it had been Tzurim blood, so then it should look the way Tzurim blood looks, and this does not have that appearance of Dam Tzurim.
So even if she sees Mamash of flow,
it can be a flaw. I mean, Dam Tzurim, but it doesn't make any difference. Menstrual Dam can also be a big flaw.
No, what I'm saying is, could Dam Tzurim be a flaw?
Why not? Of course, Dam Tzurim is a very big flaw. After Tashmish, it's a very big flaw. So, I will post Matago Asot Meyo, or I'll ask the Tashmish Asot Meyo, and Shtanu Dam Arim Dem Shalot Meyo, even though no one night without Tashmish intervened. But see, let's say she had Tashmish and Soy Shabbos, and she saw Dam, let's say Sunday afternoon, but the Dam that she saw Sunday afternoon looked different than Dam Tzurim. So that gives rise to the Choshe that this is not Dam Tzurim, this is menstrual Dam. Moshe Rabbi Yochanan, Upsulo Shedemol Teirin. So the Mishnah says that Mishamesh, Psulo is an exception. She doesn't have to make it bigger before Tashmish and after Tashmish, because there is no purpose. Why, since she's a Psulo, she's a little girl of 12 who hasn't had a period, or she's a little girl of 11 who is still Iktano. So what's the purpose of making the Dike? Suppose she sees that, we still take it for granted that he's done Psulo. So there is no purpose, but we have to be Cheshish to let her make it Dike. Maybe the Mare of the Dam will be different than the Mare of Dam Psulo. So then she'll be Tomei, so let her make it Dike. So he says, Moshe, Rabbi Yehine, Upsur, Shem Moetelim, Amai! Why is it futile for her to make it Dike before Tashmi the Tash? Tisham is Beidin, the Dilma Nishtana Mare Domi Shalom, you say the price says that if the Mare of the Dam of the Psulo is different than the regular Mare of Dam Tzurim, so then it is Meyor. So let her make it Dike, maybe the Mare will be different. Amai, Tisham Ibein, Dum Nishtam, Dmar Shalom, Omar Rove, Imerish. So you see, Stira, between, you discussed it in the Mishnah, between the Reish and the Sefer. Imerish, Chutz, Minami, Divayish, and the Sotam Teya. The Reish discusses the two Dikes that every woman who is a second guitarist has to make at 6 p.m. and at 6 p.m. So there it mentions only two exceptions. What are the exceptions? Neither is Shel Tadam Teya, but it doesn't mention Psulo Shel Melatea. Then the same thing, when Mishnah discusses the obligation of a woman who is the second of Taras to make it bigger before Tashma, that's a Tashma. So it mentions another exception. Psula Shel Meoteir. How is it that this exception is not mentioned in the Reisha? Alma Robert, in Reisha, Chutz Min Hamido. Vayishev Es Adam Tei Ahud Lebayti. Aber Psula Shel Meoteir in Dayak Dike. Dayak Dike. Ela Kashen Adoreh. So there is a stira between the Reisha and the Seife. The Reisha says, in regard to the two Dikes at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., that the psula is not an exception, and the same